The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Very little is known about giant manta rays, the fish that grow up to 25 feet wide and glide through the ocean like giant underwater bats. Now, in the first study using satellite tracking of the creatures, scientists have teased out a few secrets, including that the beasts travel a lot. The new study tracked six manta rays, four females, one male, and a juvenile, for 2 months off Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. The satellite tag data revealed that some of the rays traveled more than 1,100 kilometers during the study period. Like baleen whales and whale sharks, manta rays are filter feeders that swim through the water with mouths agape, collecting huge gulps of plankton-filled water. Then they use small finger-like structures called gill rakers in their mouths to filter out the teensy zooplankton. Sometimes called devilfish, manta rays are harmless to humans. They lack the stingers of their better-known stingray cousins. And manta rays have the highest brain-to-body ratio of sharks, rays, and skates. And they give birth to live young, usually one or two pups, every other year or so.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.